Greetings, planet Earth. This is Imagine Cup TV.
My name is Golnaz Alabegi. I'm a technical evangelist on the Channel 9 team here at Microsoft.
And I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup. And this is our very first episode of Imagine Cup TV.
Yeah, this is a pilot. We're going to send this to some big broadcast TV stations, see if they like it. They'll pick us up. We'll be on cable network. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait for the meta plot, smoke monsters. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Or we can just stay on the internet.
Well, I think that might be cheaper, frankly.
Okay, let's just do that. So we're going to stay here, and we're going to have a show, what is it, every 3 weeks?
Yeah, about every 3 weeks we'll come back, bring some more stuff to you. It'll be pretty sweet.
All surrounding around Imagine Cup until we get to the finals, which is in July.
July of next year in St. Petersburg, Russia. Cannot wait.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's cold,
exactly.
But it's going to be fun.
That's actually during the white nights in Russia when it is daylight 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
Going to be really weird.
It
but
is.
That's awesome.
You can try to party till dawn, but there's no dawn. It's always daytime. It's really confusing.
Clubs never close. It's going to be great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
So what is it that we have on this show that people can't get elsewhere?
So what we're here to talk about is what's new and different and cool with Imagine Cup. We're going to cover new contests as they come online because we've got a lot of new stuff that still has not rolled out yet. Some cool new secret sauce in the works that should be fun.
I don't even know it. Yeah, I get my information from this guy, so I don't know. Stay tuned.
Well, it's my job. Works out okay. And we'll also cover kind of updates on how the competition's going on the season because, you know, every 3 weeks we'll check in, see how things are going, in particular, like what countries are showing up to play and which countries are, you know, kind of coming in second right now. We'll find out. That should be fun.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, and of course we'll do some special stuff along the way.
All right. That's awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, should be sweet.
But for this show, what are we going to talk about?
So, our top story tonight or today or this morning, depending on when you're watching this video. Is Brain Games. This is a brand new challenge. Imagine Cup
Brain Games!
And this is unlike our other Imagine Cup contest this year, it's the only one where you don't have to be a programmer.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
So people like me.
And me.
And John can play this game and not feel so inferior.
This is the entire purpose, actually. It's so we can play.
Yeah, we built this game so we can play.
Sweet. Yeah, so it's a trivia quiz. And
okay.
So every month at our website at imaginecup.com, we're going to roll out a new trivia quiz. All the questions are based around Imagine Cup competition themes like world citizenship, innovation, and games. And every month from now until April of 2013, we'll roll out a new quiz, and everybody can take it online. It is going to be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's warn everyone now.
Okay.
Set aside some time.
All right, you've been warned.
You know,
don't
brew some
mad.
Tea.
All right.
Comfy socks, you know,
okay.
Get ready. And then check it out. And every month, the person that gets the highest score wins $1,000.
Woo! I mean, for a college student, that's a lot of money. But even for an older person, that's a lot of money. So that's awesome. You can get a new laptop, get your, what is it, noodles?
Exactly.
Ramen.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, when you were in college, what would you have spent $1,000 on?
I don't drink coffee, so I would have just done Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Big cases of Red Bull, which I think you can get for free if you like go to the promoter and be like, hey, I need some Red Bull. But I still would spend all my money on Red Bull, Top Ramen, and maybe a computer. But
That sounds pretty sweet.
You can get a lot with $1,000.
I agree.
That's fantastic. Awesome job on that.
Well, and you know, that's every month. So if somebody's going to win $1,000, someone in the world, because it's worldwide, you know, if you're in India, Pakistan, Japan, Australia, whatever, bring your brain, you don't need your code, and try the Brain Games Challenge. And after all those 6 months are over, and we've done in April, we actually have one more prize.
Why? What is
it? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right. One person in a sweepstakes is going to get picked, and we are going to fly that person all the way to St. Petersburg, Russia in July of next year to see the Imagine Cup World Finals live in person.
Oh, man, that's awesome. You guys are excited. I know you are. That'd be great.
Free trip to Russia. Should be really sweet.
24-hour sunlight, partying it up with me and John.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, that'd be boss.
Yeah.
So that's Brain Games Challenge, and, you know, it's live right now on our website, actually.
Let's check it out because I have no idea what it looks like, how it works.
You bet. So you can see if you go to our website and you sign in, you need to register an account if you haven't done so already. Sign in, you go to your dashboard, and right there at the tippy top, Brain Games. Now, we've already looked at that one. Right over here, we're going to take the Take a Quiz link and click that bad boy. And what that's going to do is take us to the trivia quiz itself.
So is it 9 days, 2 hours? Is that how long it's been live?
So the trivia quiz is only live for 2 weeks a month. So you've got until November 16th to get in there and get your score.
Okay.
So you got 2 weeks to do this thing and see how you can do.
All right, let's play this.
So this is round one right here. This first round is on the subject of ancient inventions, because this month we're doing innovation. It's kind of our theme for the trivia contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take a look down here, we'll take a look at some of these questions. And notice right there, oh, that clock is ticking. That's right.
Oh.
You've only got 20 minutes to answer all five questions on this page.
Yeah.
And you would think, like, a trivia quiz, 20 minutes, that's crazy. This is a search engine trivia quiz. You're going to need to use, for example, Bing, the decision engine, to do your searching, figure out what the heck is the answer to this crazy question, because they are hard. They are really meant to be tough questions you're going to have to dig into the internet to find.
Okay, that's awesome, though, that you're letting people search and not trapping them here.
Oh, yeah,
just
totally.
Just making them guess randomly. So.
Totally. So, like, here's a great question. We'll just do them right here. So, question five, the Great Pyramid of Egypt, one of the great engineering accomplishments of humanity. Even today, researchers remain uncertain how it was constructed and with such precision. But they have estimated how many large stone blocks were used to build it. How many blocks do researchers believe make up the Great Pyramid?
I know.
What's the answer?
270,000.
That is one of the possible answers on this question. We will not tell you if it's right or wrong, because they got to figure it out.
Oh, man, now I'm curious.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, so this is the first set of five questions. There's actually 30 questions altogether,
okay.
And you got to get all five of these right to get to the next five.
Oh, wow.
So if you fail out this time, you come back, you do it again
Time restart?
Yep. Yep,
okay.
Timer starts over. So to get through this, much like in a video game, you got to keep playing and improving your score higher and higher and higher to try to get all the way to the end.
That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. That's Brain Games Challenge, live right now at ImagineCup.com through November 16th, 2012.
That's great. All right, what else is in the news?
So, what else is in the news? Oh, right. So, every time we do one of these shows, we're going to do a little update on how our season is going.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many students are registered to sign up, what countries they're from, that kind of stuff. And so, we've been digging into the data, we collect from our website, and it's a lot of data.
Mm-hmm.
It's big data. That's what we're talking about, right?
It's worldwide.
Exactly.
You know it's from everywhere.
Exactly.
I don't know how many countries are out there.
Oh, there's like hundreds, yeah. Thousands of students. It's gigantic, right?
Yeah.
So in order for us to analyze this data and present it to you and share it with the world, we really have to roll out Microsoft's most advanced technology.
Mm. Like SQL Server?
That's close, like not quite.
Visual Studio,
Visual
maybe?
Studio's pretty powerful. Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't that one.
What is it? I don't know.
PowerPoint.
What?
It's PowerPoint.
What?
It's PowerPoint.
Okay.
So, we're going to engage
advanced.
PowerPoint.
That's really complicated.
Oh, PowerPoint's amazing. Have you seen it? You may think you've seen PowerPoint. You have not seen PowerPoint.
All
okay?
right. Show me what PowerPoint can do.
Mind blown. All
no
right?
No way.
Totally. Okay. So we're going to engage PowerPoint.
All
we need
right.
to get a countdown here.
Okay,
this is some advanced technology.
Right,
so give
this.
It to us.
5, 4, 3.
Race for impact.
2.
Engage.
Oh, snap. I did not know PowerPoint could do that. Oh.
PowerPoint.
Damn.
It is here. All right, PowerPoint. Bring us the big board.
Oh, that is, oh my God. Did you write code to do this? Awesome. How did you do that?
I programmed this with my programming machine. Absolutely.
Oh no, India. Oh, India with the dog wins it.
Yes,
this all makes so much sense.
Check it out. So as you can hopefully see now, so these currently are the top 20 countries for students who have registered with Imagine Cup since the season began. And if we look at this, what you're going to see here, check it out.
India.
Holtz. India is just like, India's off the hook. India's crazy. The students in India are signing up in amazing numbers.
That
they are
awesome.
All over Imagine Cup this
Good
year.
Job,
which is, it is awesome. It really is cool. And we can see that coming in like second, third, and fourth, we're looking at United States, China, and Egypt are all doing pretty strong. And below that, actually, you know, Pakistan is coming up pretty
That's
big.
That's great.
That's pretty
wow.
sweet. Yeah, I mean, this is just the top 20, too. We've got competitors registering from all over the planet, dozens of countries already in the system, already underway, getting their projects going. It's pretty sweet.
Wow, let's get everyone competitive against one another and
yeah,
start
well.
start reaching the dog. Who can get to the dog first? That's the goal right here.
Who can reach the dog? I was thinking that could be our mascot. Like it's Icy, okay. The Icy TV dog,
right.
You know,
let's
you
get,
think?
Like a shirt and a hat, and that'd be great.
Oh, see, there we go. All you know, dog and a hat, always funny.
So, I saw a bunch of YouTube videos of that, probably.
Exactly. So, and then here's a little detail. So we went on to see, within all those Indian students, which contests are they signing up for? And the toast is popping.
You use that clip art real good.
You know, I love clip art. What can I say? It's my favorite thing. It is. It's popping. It's popping. It's out of control. So India, those students, where they are hitting hard is on Windows 8 apps.
Okay.
Like for the new OS, of course.
Wow.
And on Windows Phone. That's their two big categories for India right now. And that's only so far. We'll see where it's going to go as the season continues. Indian students doing some stuff in innovation, a little more in games, and a little bit less in world citizenship, and not too much in Azure right now. We'll see where that goes as the season continues.
Yeah.
But right now, it looks like the Indian students are all about the latest OS and, of course, you know, like these awesome devices in our pockets.
Yeah. I mean, people do like newer, shinier things, so... The Windows 8 just came out. They're really excited. And then the phones, oh, my God, let's go work on those. So, But I'm sure they'll pick up on world citizenship. They'll pull through.
I expect
they'll do it.
And, you know, and we'll check in. Maybe next time we'll check and see how this breakdown's looking for the U.S. or China or Pakistan or Egypt. And, you know, we'll just keep checking in and see how things are going.
All right.
So, but this is, you are now beholding the awesome power of PowerPoint. Thank you. This is gorgeous.
This is
awesome
Microsoft's
stuff.
Most advanced, complex software we have, obviously.
It is amazing. I mean, I would love to see you do that in Word.
No way.
No
Impossible.
Way. Forget it. No way. All right, so thank you, PowerPoint. We're now leaving the PowerPoint zone.
Oh,
goodbye, PowerPoint.
No,
goodbye.
Bummer.
All right.
What else are we going to talk about?
So
now the PowerPoint's over.
I know. My life is empty at this point. It's a hollow shell of a man at this point. So you were busy last week with something. What was that all about?
I had this one little thing.
What was that crazy little thing called?
Like your build. It was
build. That's right.
I think I have a tattoo of it now, just like ingrained in me. Like build happened last week. Were you there for it?
I was not there, actually. I'm not a programmer. I didn't go to build. I missed out.
I'm not a programmer, but I do love video making, live events. It was just a blast. So if we go to channel9.msdn and we go under the events page, you guys can see all the sessions on Build 2012 and Channel 9 Live at Build. So basically what I do is I work with Larry Larson on Channel 9 Live, and I do all the switching and editing, and we book all the guests, and we got some geniuses to come on Channel 9 Live and do Q&A. So we have like live people submitting questions live to us, and we send it up to the guests. So we had Googs up here. We have some smart, really smart people that I can't keep a conversation up with.
So when you say geniuses, are they like
technical
Einstein or like Alex Trebek? Like where are they at in that range?
Was it Trebek here, Einstein here?
Yeah,
is that what
correct.
It is?
Yeah.
So right in the middle of that.
Yeah, okay.
But we had Charles Torrey as the host and Scott Hanselman as a host. And so we had Dave Campbell, who's a technical fellow. Genius. He's just talking about big data, and it just blew my mind what he knows, and it's just like insane stuff. But besides Channel 9 Live, which is mostly for Q&A and stuff, we do have the sessions themselves.
So you mean like the lectures, the panels,
lectures,
all the technical
discussions,
exactly. That kind of stuff.
So
nice.
It's not like a live interaction on the internet, but it's just to go on. So if you couldn't come to Build, which was sold out in like an hour, you can have the same experience online. So we had sessions ranging from how to build Windows Store apps to HTML5, JavaScript, the new features in Office 2013. It was just 163 sessions of this information.
Whoa! Wait a minute, 163?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
I mean, Channel 9 is awesome because you can filter content. So we have tags right here.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go through and select what you want to focus on. And then we have the speakers right here and then the levels. So if it's intermediate, advanced, or expert.
Okay. I don't see the beginner level. I think that's the one I'd be looking for. But that is pretty sweet.
Beginner content can be found elsewhere on Channel 9. But
Build is for the hardcore.
Build is for the hardcore passionate programmers.
That's awesome.
So if there's something you want to learn, definitely check out Build because we have a lot of content.
That is kick-ass.
But that definitely happened. What did you do last week then?
Well, actually, you know, while Build was going on, we flew out a handful of teams from last summer's Imagine Cup World Finals in Sydney. We got several of those teams and brought them out to Seattle to come to Build. And we wanted to give them a shot to check out the conference, learn some things, have a great time. And so we had several teams coming out. Some of them got delayed by Hurricane Sandy last week.
Oh, no. But
on the first night of the conference, I think, we had students from Tunisia, South Korea, and from Turkey. And we thought, you know, they're here, they're learning to code, doing all kinds of cool stuff. Why don't we take these guys out and party? That's what I was thinking. And, you know, I mean, Steve Ballmer, noted party animal, right? So
yeah,
he kind of inspired us there. So we piled up the students and we went to an art gallery because that's party headquarters every time.
Keeping it classy.
Exactly.
Classy party.
And we had the smooth jazz and we had a painting party. So everyone got a canvas and we had an artist there who walked us through painting a picture of Seattle, this big kind of fun creative jam session. And they're like little hors d'oeuvres from tiny plates you eat. Like, yes, that's fascinating. Thank
you. Pinky up.
Yep, pinky up. Totally, totally. Yeah. And yeah, it was a great time. And we got some footage from it here. You can see we're having a great time with the stuff. And so we had those students there, and it was a blast. And the next day at Build, as everyone did at Build, they got their free Windows 8 phone, and they got a Surface tablet from Microsoft.
Nice.
Yes, and they came by our offices actually to ImagineCup.
Yeah.
And one of the students whipped out his Nokia Lumia 920 Windows 8 phone, and my coworkers were piling out of their offices like, "Let me see that! Let me take a picture! Carl Zeiss Optics!" They were really excited.
I didn't even touch those phones.
I know.
Yeah, those students are lucky.
I know, that was pretty sweet.
And then the Windows RT Surfaces, did they get different color keyboards, or did they get
the keyboard cover. You know, the keyboard cover is sweet. I gather they were all black, I think. They just wanted to, you know, like hit one color for everybody.
I would spend all day just clicking them together. Oh man, that sound. Have you ever played with it?
I haven't,
You ever played with it? Yeah, I did it one time. I went click, and I just fell in love. And I can't wait to get mine. It's going to be good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Score.
That's great. I mean, I'm excited those kids got to come out, see Redmond, Washington, the headquarters of Microsoft.
Totally.
And during our biggest developer event of the year. That's fantastic.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So that was Build. And that's actually just about it for our show today.
Nice. So we'll see you guys in another couple weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks. We'll check back in again, see what's new with ImagineCup, what new contests are coming online. Might have an interview or two. You never know. We're kind of crazy around here.
And if they want to reach to us, how can they contact us?
You know, they should find us on Facebook, because we're ImagineCup on Facebook, we're ImagineCup on Twitter. Look us up, give us a ping. Anything you want to see, any questions you want to have answered, go ahead and ping us, and we'll be happy to address that stuff on the very next show we can.
All right.
So thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you in 3 weeks.
Bye, guys.